Welcome to American Indian and Alaskan Native Living, a program designed to educate and inspire listeners throughout Indian country. American Indian and Alaskan Native Living is hosted by Dr. David DeRose, a board-certified specialist in both internal medicine and preventive medicine. Dr. DeRose has a wide range of experience with Native health issues, and he is here today to help you learn more about your health. Here is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I am Dr. David DeRose. Today we're talking about a topic that I know is of great interest to many listeners because it's something that you've reached out to me about. Let me give you a little bit of background. So it was about a month and a half ago. I was out of town at the time, and a number of people were trying to reach me right around the same time within about a 24-hour time period. Some of these folks were people that I had not heard from in many years. One of them was someone I don't know that I'd ever met before, maybe once or twice, just in some casual passing. But these were people reaching out. And for those of you that haven't engaged with us at either American Indian and Alaska Native Living or our sister website, Timeless Healing Insights, the latter is probably the best place to reach me. So you can go to timelesshealinginsights.org and drop me a note. Our team will read it. Unfortunately, I can't get back with everyone who reaches out to us. But in this case, these three individuals, three men, reached out to me, and they all basically were going through the same thing at the same time. What they were dealing with is divorce. They were all going through divorce situations, relationships ending, and they were looking for help and support. As I spoke with those three men, I realized that they needed help, and I didn't think that the fact that three people in 24 hours had contacted me was just a coincidence. Many of you know me. I do believe that there is a God, creator, that is orchestrating things on earth, and I saw this as an indication that it was something that I was supposed to deal with. And I spoke with these three individuals, and I said, are you willing to do something virtually? And the reason it was virtual is because these people were separated, from where I was when I received the calls. I mean, all of them were hundreds of miles from me, some of them thousands of miles from each other. And they were all three of them open to meeting together, trying to be an encouragement to one another. And I asked them if they were okay with me letting some other folks know about what we plan to do. The first time we got together, I think there were six of us, turned out, that came to that initial meeting. And then we put word out through the mailing list we have with American Indian and Alaska Native Living, and specifically with Timeless Healing Insights. So these are folks that have contacted us, that they want to be kept abreast of things we're doing. And we just put the word out. And I was just shocked by the amount of response. I mean, one of the people that reached out to me was a woman I know well. She's a tribal health leader. And she said, can I send this out to people in my sphere of influence? And it was a men's support group for men going through relational crises. Within the first few meetings, we were holding these meetings once a week, someone jumped on. I'd never met them. And we ended up connecting after the meeting. It turns out that this fellow works for a large Christian denomination. He is in charge of men's ministry for a whole swath of the United States, the whole southeastern part of the U.S. And he had jumped on. He had heard about what we were doing. And so this process has been going on for about 6 weeks. I'm recording this in April of 2024. And I wanted to put something out on our radio show because as many people as are interested in this, I know there's many more, and we've restructured things. I want to tell you about the exciting direction we're going in and give you some encouraging things. Those of you, whether you're a man, a woman, Native, non-Native, today's show is for you. If you're dealing with challenges in life, we want to talk about some very specific things that can help you on your journey. So before I go too far into that, what's happening right now is we are launching a new program, and it is called Oasis in the Wilderness. Oasis in the Wilderness, and Oasis stands for Open and Supportive in Suffering. So O-A-S-I-S, Oasis in the Wilderness. And it can often feel like a wilderness if you're going through severe relational stressors. Now, those of you ladies that are regular listeners of the show, and you're just jumping on today, perhaps, like I said, we've got messages for you, but the special group that we're setting up is for men. And I'll tell you something interesting, ladies. I have gotten more responses from women than I have from men about interest in this group. A lot of ladies are reaching out to me. They're saying, I've got a man in my life, or maybe I've gone through a divorce. I don't think my ex-husband is doing well. I don't think the guy that I broke up with is handling things that well. And I've had multiple people reach out to me, because here's the dynamic that we're seeing, that I see as a physician. And that is that women are often better at eliciting social support than men are. I was speaking with one of the men who've actually been joining us for some of the preliminary sessions in this group. And he said, it's not all right for guys to need support. You know, we're considered weak if we talk about needing support. We're told to just grit your teeth and push on. But the reality is that we need the support of one another, and especially as we go through crises. So this new group, Oasis in the Wilderness, let me tell you about it, because we're kind of rebooting it. So if you're hearing about it for the first time, you haven't missed the most important material, because we've restructured the program and we're rolling it out on May 8th of 2024. So this show is set to air in the month of April 2024 to give you some lead time. So May 8th, 2024, that is a Wednesday evening. And the time we've decided to meet at might seem a little bit unusual, because if you're on the East Coast, it's going to be 8:30 p.m. I know for a lot of people that's kind of late, especially in more rural places in America. If you're in New York City, you're thinking, oh, 8:30 is early. I've lived in the New York City area, so I understand that dynamic. But I've also lived in Maine. And where I lived in Maine, you know, 9 o'clock, everyone is in bed. No one's on the roads. So it just depends where in the country you're at. But the reason we're choosing the 8:30 p.m. time is so that we can accommodate people across time zones. So Wednesday, May 8th at 8:30 p.m., we'll be meeting. And the way you can sign up for the program, so we are requiring sign up for it. If you want to use a new email address that doesn't have your name in it or something, I mean, that's fine. We're fine with people who are wanting to be anonymous, at least as they're learning about the program. So the website to sign up is timelesshealinginsights.org/oasis, O-A-S-I-S. So if you know anything about websites, they're not case sensitive. You can put it all in caps if you want, Oasis. It could be all small letters. You can mix them up. It's Timeless Healing Insights. That's Timeless Healing Insights, plural, INSIGHTS.org, /Oasis, OASIS. So if you're wanting to join the program, if you're just interested in it, whether you're a woman, whether you're a guy, you're not going through any difficulties, you want to learn more about the program, you want to be a support to other men, if you're a man, this is a guys group only, please sign up. If you're a woman who want to know more, it's fine to sign up there and get the further information from the landing page or refer that site to someone else. So that is where we're going with the program. And now, what about this radio show? So we're calling attention to this topic, but we want to make a difference as far as meeting needs right now. So that's how we begin this show. And let me tell you where we're going. So I mentioned this fellow who heads up men's groups for a large Christian denomination. And what we're doing in this support group that starts on May 8th, it will be from a faith-based perspective, but everyone's welcome, regardless of what their faith background is. And that's kind of a challenge. You say, well, how do you do something that has a spiritual element and a support element that's sensitive to folks across the spiritual spectrum, for an agnostic or an atheist, someone who comes from a traditional Native American religious background, someone who's a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, Buddhist? How do you accommodate all those? And something that I've worked with earlier this year, 2024, is a spiritual framework that is something that I've been finding resonates with people across the spiritual spectrum. And one of the reasons I gravitated in this direction was I realized that if something comes out in the popular culture, if something is made into a feature film, if something is made into a popular animated film that goes out to the theaters and you know, generates millions of views, then even if it has some religious roots, it has somehow managed to transcend those roots. What I'm referring to is the story of Joseph of Egypt. And, you know, Disney, of course, made a film, an animated film about the life of Joseph. And even though it comes out of Christian, Jewish, even Muslim tradition, you could put it under that umbrella, the Middle Eastern worldviews, it's a story that resonates across the spiritual lines. And I was looking at this earlier this year because some of you have gone through some of our free 30-day programs online. For the last several years, we've had two programs, at least one program for several years. It's called 30 Days to Better Health. You can sign up for that free program at timelesshealinginsights.org. And a lot of you, if you're regular listeners, you've gone through the program. It's always going to be free. It was especially designed for diabetes and high blood pressure. We featured radio shows from people asking questions who've gone through that program. So if you're a regular listener, you know about that. If you're hearing about it for the first time, by all means, you're welcome to go on there and sign up for the program. The other program that we have that has been free to this point, and it's switching over to a fee-based model, is called Performance Boost 30. Basically covers the same ground, but it has a broader audience in mind. And with Performance Boost 30, we have special modules that are designed for community partners. So for a tribal health program, for a faith community, for a workplace. So we have special resources for people who sign up as what we call a community partner and are going to sponsor the program in their community. What I did as we were going through that, it's a free 30-day program currently, both of them. Like I said, Performance Boost 30, moving to fee-based. But regardless of whether you're paying for a program or going through it free, we have modules designed for community leaders to support people in their community on a weekly basis. And what I'm going to do in this program is I'm going to share some of that content with you, because it directly ties into the subject of grief and loss and support. So regardless of your gender, regardless of your background, regardless of what you're dealing with, I'm going to be sharing with you some video. Actually, it is video, but it's going to be audio footage, of course, because we're on radio. And I'll be commenting on that. I'll be talking you through just what we're sharing, why we're going through it. And it ties in with this story of Joseph. What I'm going to be exposing you to is a sixth weekly module. So for our community partners, they're showing these weekly modules to support people in addition to the daily videos that a person gets when they sign up for these 30-day programs. So let me just step back if I'm going too quickly so you know what I'm going to share with you in this program going forward. So if you sign up at timelesshealinginsights.org for one of our 30-day programs, you get a daily link to a video, roughly 6 to 7 minutes, that will walk you through a pretty comprehensive lifestyle program to help you improve your health. Community partners who are supporting these programs also get access to video content that they can show a community group and support them on the journey. So what we're going to do when we come back is we are going to listen to portions of the sixth support episode. It's a weekly episode designed for support groups, powerful lessons that can help you if you're going through challenges in your life. I'm Dr. David DeRose, the show American Indian and Alaska Native Living. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please reach out to us on the web at AIANL.org. That stands for American Indian Alaska Native Living. Again, AIANL.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When Jim died, I wondered if I would be able to keep the farm. Then I heard about the USDA's loan program for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. It's for women and minorities who may be having trouble getting credit. Once I was approved, the USDA's Farm Service Agency helped me get the credit I needed. Now I don't have to sell, and I can pass the farm down to my kids the way Jim's dad passed it down to him. I know he'd like that.
Contact your local USDA service center or visit www.fsa.usda.gov.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaska Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Today we're talking about relationship challenges, and especially as they relate to men. I'm introducing in this show a program that we're launching that we're calling Oasis in the Wilderness. It's a program explicitly for men. It's a one-hour program once a week that we are launching on May 8th of 2024. The time is 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can sign up for the program at timelesshealinginsights.org/oasis. That's O-A-S-I-S. timelesshealinginsights, plural, .org/oasis. And what we're doing in this radio show is I'm talking with you a little bit about how this program has developed. If you've been with us from the top of the hour, I shared about a number of individuals who reached out to me, three in particular, and then others as they heard about what we were doing. And we've just gotten a lot of traction, a lot of men, as well as women, wanting to connect their men or men in their lives or men in their sphere of influence and their tribal health program, whatever, wanting to connect them with a resource to support them as they go through severe relational stresses. And so that's what this program is all about. Now, I'm sharing with you a little bit of background from some other programs that we've been working a lot with over the last several years. We've had a special interest in 30-day lifestyle programs that are fully automated, fully online. And we've got literally hundreds of thousands of people, several thousand people, who've gone through these free online programs that have been free to this point. I mentioned in the previous segment, we have one program that will be staying free. That's called 30 Days to Better Health. And then we have a program that is moving to a fee-based program called Performance Boost 30. And some folks are asking, why the fee-based? Just honestly, all of the automation, the people that we hire to do this, we've been losing, let's put it this way, we've been running in the red to a huge amount. Now, we've had people who've been helping us as donors of the project. That's why we're here still. But we know it's not sustainable, and we're having to build into some of our models some fee-based structure. But we're also trying to keep stuff out there for free for folks who are of limited means. So one of our programs, 30 Days to Better Health, always free. We've made that commitment. You can go there, sign up for it, go through a pretty comprehensive 30-day lifestyle program. And we've had people getting off their diabetes medications, getting off blood pressure medications, of course, working with their doctors, losing weight as a result of these lifestyle principles. But what we're doing now is supporting community groups who want to use these programs. And so earlier in 2024, as we were supporting people who were going through the Performance Boost 30 program, we put out a series of 6 weekly modules that complement the short daily videos that people get when they go through these programs. So let's say you're a community partner of Timeless Healing Insights and you're running these programs. We featured a faith community in North Carolina on this radio show. They were such a community partner. And what they did is they said, we're running Performance Boost 30 for our community. The people in the community who signed up for that program were getting a link to a daily video about 7 minutes a day. They're watching principles of exercise, diet, stress management, hydrotherapy, social connectedness, all of these important lifestyle principles. But once a week, they were meeting at the Faith Community Center associated with this group, and they had some local doctors coming in and supporting these people on that journey. Well, not everyone has a local doctor who's helping them with the program. So what we've done in 2024 is we developed a series of 6 30-minute modules that a community partner group can use to support people on this journey to better health. And these 6 modules, you're saying, wait a minute, it's a 30-day program, weekly support. How do you get 6 weeks of support in 30 days? Well, actually, one of the modules is designed to be viewed before people start on that 30-day journey. And then the last module that I'm going to share elements from in this program is designed for like a graduation program after you've gone through the 30 days. And I mentioned the previous segment as we were looking at something that would work for people across the spiritual spectrum. We said, hey, the story of Joseph, this is something that connects with people across racial, ethnic, spiritual lines. It resonates with people. This amazing story of Joseph of Egypt. So when we did the graduation program, when I filmed this and it came out as a video, you can view it if you're one of our community partners, you're going through one of the programs supported by them. This video really looked at the story of Joseph as a metaphor, an analogy of people going on a lifestyle journey, practical points. And what really struck me about the power of this story is when we started just some kind of preliminary talk sessions with men about a month ago. And as we've talked with guys about what they needed going through severe relational stressors or other severe stressors, maybe severe health stressors, could be the loss of a loved one, could be a divorce, could be a loss of a job. As I talked with these various men, I found something very interesting. And I mentioned to you this Christian leader who jumped on, who I'd never met. And as we were talking with different people about the curriculum, specifically this individual I mentioned, he said, have you ever heard of the book, The Joseph Principles? And I said, no, I've not heard of this book. And he challenged me to look and locate this book, The Joseph Principles. And what I realized is just what I had walked through earlier this year was what this book is based on. It's basically looking at the life of Joseph as a model to help individuals who are going through challenges. So, of course, you could just go right now and you could go to some website and download the book, The Joseph Principles. You could do what I'm doing right now as I speak, and I am logging on to Amazon. And what I'm doing is I'm going to go there and I'm going to put in The Joseph Principles. Okay. And here it is. So here's the book. Let me tell you the subtitle, Turning Adversity and Heartache into Miraculous Living. Turning Adversity and Heartache into Miraculous Living. The book is called The Joseph Principles, the author Stephen K. Scott. I have no financial interest in the book, But we're recommending the book because we're going to, when we launch on May 8th, we'll have an organizational meeting, let people know where we're headed. We're going to be using that book. We're going to be using another book called Streams in the Desert. After all, the program's called Oasis in the Wilderness. Streams in the Desert, a classic devotional written nearly 100 years ago. It's a compilation, different authors, different thoughts, spiritual, motivational thoughts. So being perfectly transparent, yes, the story of Joseph is in the Bible. So, you know, if you have an aversion to anything that comes from the Bible, the group isn't for you. But we will be doing it from a Christian perspective, but sensitive to people from all faith traditions. So you don't have to be a Christian. You can not even like Christians. You can be an atheist, an agnostic. You can be a Buddhist or Muslim, or you can be an adherent of Confucianism, or you can be a Taoist, or you can be an animist from Africa. It doesn't matter your background, but we are going to use the Joseph story, and we're going to use this book as the guide to Joseph principles. So why I think the story of Joseph is so powerful is because I used it to encourage people who had just completed a 30-day journey, and I want to share some of that material with you. I want to put you in the mindset of this amazing story and why I think all of us should connect with it. So with that background, we're going to cut to the audio from this video program that I did to support people on a 30-day lifestyle journey, and I'll make some comments about it as we go through it. I'm not just going to play a video, but we'll actually be interacting on this radio show. Of course, it's not a live show. But here we go. First of all, we're going to cut right now to part of my opening remarks as we look at the story of Joseph. I'm talking with you about Joseph of Egypt. We want to look at that story metaphorically because I believe that story relates to the journey that you've been on during Performance Boost 30. We want to look at 8 life lessons that emerge from that story. And as we walk through the story of Joseph, I think you'll see your own self in that story. Joseph's story starts out with him being one of 12 sons of the wealthy herdsman Jacob. But Joseph is not just one of 12. He is the most beloved son. He is the oldest son of the only woman that Jacob ever really loved. And so, in the eyes of his father, Joseph was of great value. Let's stop right there. Because the very fact that you have engaged with the Performance Boost 30 program, the very fact that you've gone through that program, testifies that you too see your life to be of value. So did you catch that first life lesson? You say, but I haven't gone through Performance Boost 30. Some of you have, no doubt, but most of you probably haven't. What I'm getting at the beginning of the story of Joseph, and the lesson I want to leave with you at the beginning of this journey that we're taking, connecting with the story of Joseph in today's radio show, is that you are of value. And if you haven't yet invested in something for your physical and mental, emotional health, check out some of the free resources we have at timelesshealinginsights.org. If you're a man and you're going through relational or other difficult stressors, think about joining us at timelesshealinginsights.org/oasis. I'm Dr. David DeRose. I'm going to be sharing more information from that story of Joseph, other life lessons that you don't want to miss. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this.
American Indian and Alaskan Native Living will continue in a moment. If you have questions or comments about today's pre-recorded broadcast, please contact us on the web at aianl.org or call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passersby are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaskan Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
Welcome back to the second half of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. I'm Dr. David DeRose. Today we're speaking about a topic that is generating a lot of interest among my listeners and viewers. We are talking about an important area of men's health. We're talking about men's mental health, especially when they're going through severe relational stresses or severe stresses in other ways. Whether you are a man or a woman joining us today, listening into the program, there is something of relevance for you, again, regardless of your gender, your ethnicity, your background. We're talking about a new program that we're launching. We're calling it Oasis in the Wilderness. It's a live interactive program. It begins Wednesday night, May 8th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. We're basically supporting men who are going through challenging times. We've spoken in the first half of this show how sometimes that is not recognized, how men often feel, at least they're told, that they're just supposed to be tough and not get support in these situations. But we're learning that that can be disastrous. It can be devastating. Social connectedness is extremely powerful. We're talking about the resources that we're planning to use when the program launches on May 8th. One of them is a book called The Joseph Principles. And it resonated with me when I learned about it just recently because I had recently done a graduation program for something that we call Performance Boost 30 that draws exactly from this same historical character, Joseph of Egypt. We are listening to some material from a presentation that I gave. I'm making some comments along with it as we go through today's show. And I'm going to go back now to this graduation program for Performance Boost 30. So you'll hear me affirming people who've made positive lifestyle changes, but we're learning lessons from the life of Joseph. Whether you ever join us on May 8th, regardless of your gender, there's something practical for you right now in this program. So here we go back to a recording from my earlier presentation. The story of Joseph tells us that Jacob, his father, saw in Joseph someone who was worth investing in. His father made that amazing coat of many colors, a way of showing his special affection for his son. Perhaps not the best as far as, sibling relationships. Seems that that coat was representative of some of the tension that existed, especially among those 10 elder brothers, at least directed at Joseph. But stop here again, because you have told me that by going through Performance Boost 30, your life is worth investing in. Yes, it's not only a value, it's not only something to say, yeah, this is something precious to me, my life and health, but you said it's precious enough that I am going to invest in my health. And so again, I commend you for recognizing your value and doing something about it. Those details emerge as I read through who Joseph was, of great value and worth investing in. This is Dr. DeRose back in our studios, and just pulling away from that recording for a minute to emphasize something. Whether you have recently gone through a health-promoting program or not, this is a great message that we need to invest in ourselves. And you can't really, I mean, we've heard it hundreds of times, right? You can't help anyone else if you're not taking care of yourself. And so my appeal, as we're looking at the summer of 2024, we're preparing on May 8th to launch what's going to turn out to be a 13-session program that will extend throughout the course of the summer to help folks, help men who are going through particular stresses, loss of a job, severe health issues, relational issues. But the principles apply to everyone. I want to encourage you, if you're tuning into this show today, to say to yourself, what am I going to do this summer? What am I going to do to try to improve my health? And we have a resource for everyone. If you haven't heard me mention it already at the top of the hour, you can go to timelesshealinginsights.org and you can sign up for our free 30 Days to Better Health program. Daily links will be sent to you via email, roughly 6-minute videos that you connect with on a daily basis, and it will walk you through a 30-day program. You can spread it out over the course of the summer, and you can be making healthy lifestyle choices that will help you as far as your long-term health. If you're a man and are wanting to go through this Oasis in the Wilderness program with us, if you're struggling, if you're kind of in that wilderness because you're going through difficult challenges, simply go to timelesshealinginsights.org/oasis, O-A-S-I-S, and that will put you to the landing page of our program. Well, I'm going to come back now to some lessons from the life of Joseph. Remember, this is something I used in conjunction with a previous program, but we're reconnecting with messages from the life of Joseph. It's going to be the construct, the framework that we're going to use in the program that starts on May 8th. We're drawing especially from a book called The Joseph Principles by Stephen Scott. It is a book that is really designed to help men in the midst of challenges. The subtitle to the book, Turning Adversity and Heartache into Miraculous Living. And of course, the book can be read by people of any gender whatsoever and benefit from. But our group, especially for men. We're going to go back now to some of my insights on the book of Joseph, things that I think you can connect with that can help you in your own journey. Here we go back to that recording. But that brings us to the third lesson. And that lesson's a more sobering one. And that is that you are surrounded by influences that seek to destroy you. Well, maybe not at this very moment, but we're going to think about your life history in a minute. But let me just paint that picture again if the story's not fresh in your mind. Joseph and that privileged status and that privileged family, his 10 brothers are out herding the sheep. They are miles, many miles away from the tents of Jacob. And Jacob is solicitous as far as the welfare of those 10 boys. And he sends Joseph out to check on the 10 older brothers. Joseph and Jacob really have no idea of how much animosity exists in the hearts of those 10 older brothers in relationship to Joseph. You can be convinced that Jacob would have never sent him on that errand had he known what they were thinking. But after many, many miles, a no doubt fatigued Joseph, as he's coming into sight of his brothers, they spy that distinctive coat. And instead of saying, hey, here's our brother, let's welcome him, they start plotting his death.
That's right. So the very ones, his very family members, the ones who were surrounding him in his life, are ones who are bent on his destruction. Now, you may have a hard time relating to this aspect of the story, but the reality is that around all of us are things that are undermining our health. It may be the quality of the air that you're breathing. Maybe you're in a part of the world where there's high rates of disease. Maybe insect-borne diseases. There's things in your environment that threaten to destroy you. Maybe it has to do with your family of origin. Maybe your family, well, everybody loved you as far as you could tell. But maybe some of the lifestyle habits that you grew up with, you realized before you started Performance Boost 30 that those things were threatening to destroy you. You had problems with maybe your weight or your cholesterol, your blood pressure, diabetes. And you said, I need to be doing better. Maybe your mental clarity was impaired because of influences that you can trace back to your own environment. Now, early life influences can be particularly dangerous. In the case of Joseph, he was surrounded by those influences, those jealous brothers, no doubt from birth. But you say, hey, you can relate to this perhaps. Maybe you know that you grew up with a lot of adverse childhood experiences, but maybe you're someone who's saying, well, what are you talking about, Dr. DeRose? I mean, I had a great family. Parents loved me. Everything was fine. But here's the problem. What your mother was going through during the pregnancy predisposes you to conditions later in life. And so my point is simply this. Every one of us have things in our past or in our present, in our environment, that threaten to destroy us. But here's the good news. Point number four. Despite the challenges of your past, you didn't give up. And let's come back to the story of Joseph. So he's approaching those 10 elder brothers. They first start talking about his death, but then they change their plans. They throw him into a pit. And then it happens. They see off in the distance a party of traders, merchants, en route to Egypt. And a plan is born. They won't kill their brother, but they will sell him as a slave. So that's what happens to Joseph. You talk about challenges. He goes through what, in that culture, I'm told, was one of the greatest challenges. Many in history felt that slavery was a fate worse than death. That's Joseph's situation. And so I don't know if you can relate to challenges of that severity. But you obviously joined the Performance Boost 30 program for some reason. There was something you wanted to improve, something you wanted to address. There were challenges in your past, and you didn't give up. Because that's the story of Joseph. As he's being taken away as a slave to Egypt, he could have given up. He could have said, what's the use? Could have just given in to depression. Could have refused to eat. He could have said, I'd rather die than be a slave. But he didn't give up. And more than not giving up, when Joseph found himself sold to the captain of Pharaoh's guard, a man by the name of Potiphar, he didn't say, I'm just going to do the minimum. He was diligent. He was committed. And why I want you to see that picture is because I really see in each one of you who've gone through Performance Boost 30, examples of diligence and commitment. You haven't let the challenges of the past define you. You didn't give up. And so, like Joseph, you've been diligent and committed.
Dr. DeRose, back with you in our studios. You might be thinking this is a bit strange, playing a graduation program that's commending people for taking care of their health when maybe you're listening to American Indian and Alaska Native Living today, and you say, boy, but I haven't been taking care of my health. Well, I hope you're taking some encouragement from the story of Joseph to do that, to not give up, to do something positive, something proactive for your health, regardless of who you are, your gender, your background, your ethnicity, whether you're living on a reservation, whether you're a Native American living in an urban area, whether you have no Native roots at all, the summer of 2024 can be a turning point in your life history. Again, we've got a special program coming up May 8th for men who are dealing with severe relational and other stressors. I'll tell you more about it in our final segment, but we've also got more content for all of you that you don't want to miss. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. DeRose.
Today's broadcast has been pre-recorded. However, if you have questions about today's show or would like further information, please call 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. We'll be right back after this.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What is a number story?
My number story started with fear and a lack of support, and it has led me to be there for others.
A number story begins in our childhood with ACEs, adverse childhood experiences.
My number story begins with the separation from my father and the emotional abandonment from my mother, and leads to me being a role model to not only myself, but those around me by becoming the person that wasn't there for me.
ACEs are so common, 2/3 of us have one.
My number story begins with drug abuse and homelessness, and leads to realizing that I can live life by my own standards.
A study found the more ACEs, the more likely we may experience a host of serious health effects, physical and mental, but that doesn't need to be the case. Your ACE number is simply an entry point to your own story. Where it leads is up to you.
My number story begins with years of emotional abuse, and leads to peace, clarity, and security in my self-worth.
Take control of where your number story leads at numberstory.org.
You're listening to Dr. David DeRose on American Indian and Alaskan Native Living. Your comments and questions are welcome. Call now at 1-800-775-HOPE. That's 1-800-775-4673. Here again is Dr. DeRose.
You're back with Dr. David DeRose for the final segment of today's edition of American Indian and Alaska Native Living. We're speaking about stress, especially relational stress, and especially as it relates to men. We're doing this because of a special program that we're starting called Oasis in the Wilderness. It's a program especially for men who are going through relational stressors, but we've expanded it to men dealing with any kind of severe stress, whether it has to do with a job, whether it has to do with their physical health. And they're just really looking for some support. We've found in many circles that men find it harder to access the kind of support when they're going through serious grief, serious challenges. And the message is not, I hope you're getting it from the story of Joseph, is not just to give up, not just to ignore the problems, but in spite of the problems, to avail yourself of the resources around you. I hope that message is emerging from Joseph's story. And this is something that applies to everyone, whether you join our program, Oasis in the Wilderness, or not. For those of you who are just hearing about the program for the first time, you've not been with us from the top of the hour, this program is launching on May 8th. It's a Wednesday night. This is 2024, May 8th of 2024, where we will be meeting for roughly an hour each week, beginning May 8th, starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And we invite you, if you're a man who want to be a support to others, or if you're needing support, to join us. You can sign up at timelesshealinginsights.org/oasis. That's OASIS. Timelesshealinginsights, plural, .org/oasis. We're looking at lessons from the life of Joseph. This is a show that we're drawing from a graduation presentation I made earlier this year. And at the time, I had not heard of the book, The Joseph Principles. In talking with individuals about how we can help men who are dealing with severe life stressors, the book, The Joseph Principles, was recommended to me. And after looking into it, I decided that this would be the curriculum, the focal point for this 13-session program that will begin May 8th. It will go throughout the summer. We're not going to necessarily meet every single week, but we invite you to join us on the 8th. For those of you that are not going to join us, either you're not a man or you don't feel that's a good time for you, or you feel you don't need an experience like that, we're sharing with you in this program some things that can help you in the midst of adversity. Lessons drawn from the life of Joseph. We're going to come back to that right now, a presentation that I gave earlier this year with practical life lessons. Let's take a listen. Lesson number 5 from the life of Joseph that I'm hoping you can relate to at this point, having completed the Performance Boost 30 program. Your commitment was rewarded with tangible success. As I've talked with people, as people have communicated with me who've gone through the Performance Boost 30 program, I've heard about people overweight losing weight. I've heard about people improving their blood sugars. As people have gone on these 30-day journeys that I've hosted over the years, I've seen them get off their blood pressure medications. This is exciting stuff. And maybe you haven't accomplished all that you hoped as far as tangible success in 30 days. You've seen something that's made a difference. I spoke with someone not long ago, went on the Performance Boost 30 program. They testified how much better they were feeling, how they had more energy. Joseph, his commitment there in Potiphar's household as a slave was rewarded with tangible success. He advanced through the ranks of Potiphar's household until he was basically COO of Potiphar Enterprises. Okay? He was running the household. Nobody higher than him in the household but Potiphar himself. But you know the story, don't you? Despite Joseph's success, new threats emerge. And this is right where we find ourselves right now, because you have seen success in the Performance Boost 30 program, but I can guarantee you new threats are going to emerge that are going to seek to undermine all the progress you've made. Where did those challenges come from in Joseph's life? Where did they come from? The very place he found success in Potiphar's household was the place where those challenges came. That's right. The same thing may happen to you. You may have a great network of people that have been supporting you on this journey, and it's possible that someone in that network, whether it's at your workplace, and several of you have been going through Performance Boost 30 together, whether it's in a faith community setting, whether it's in your own home, and someone that was giving you support, it seemed, someone who was part of your journey of success, they actually could become a problem. For Joseph, the problem came in the form of Potiphar's wife. It's obvious she was attracted to Joseph. No doubt a handsome young man, and she was making overtures toward him. It got to the point where she tried to entice him into a relationship that Joseph knew was not the direction he wanted to go. But I have to stop here, because Joseph had to realize that saying no to this woman of power could very well cost him his life, if not his position. I mean, let's face it, he's a slave. If he was really trying to violate Potiphar's wife, and if Potiphar believed it, that would likely have been the end of Joseph's life. But the very narrative suggests that Potiphar didn't completely buy the story of his wife, but what could he do to save face for the family? All he could do was
get rid of Joseph. And Joseph, despite his success, finds himself in a worse state than he'd ever been in. Not only is he a slave, but now he's a slave in prison. Joseph could have felt that all his diligence, that all his commitment was worse than wasted. He could have just given up. And let's just stop right there. Because what happens if, let's say, you lost 20 pounds over the last 30 days? Or let's say you got off of blood pressure medication, working with your doctor as your numbers came down on Performance Boost 30. Or let's say you have more energy, more vitality, you're feeling better. But let's say whatever those accomplishments were, 3 months down the road, you find yourself right back in the throes of your old lifestyle, and all the progress you made seems erased. Seems you're just the same person as you were before starting Performance Boost 30. Let me tell you something that we learned in the health behavior field. I used to do a lot of work with people who were addicted to nicotine, tobacco smokers. And at first, you would think that if someone stopped smoking for a few days, for a week, a month, and went right back to smoking, it would be pretty demoralizing. And you'd be tempted to think, well, what good did it do anyway? Went through all that trouble, and you're right back to the, let's say, two packs a day that you were smoking before you quit. Here's what we learned. We learned that the more times a person quit, even if they relapsed and went right back to their former level of smoking, they were developing insights and life skills that would make it more likely that they would be successful the next time they attempted to quit. And why I tell you that is because even if somewhere down the road, a lot of your success is eroded, or maybe even all your success is eroded, it doesn't mean that you couldn't jump right back on the Performance Boost 30 program and not only have success, but have lasting success. Joseph seemed to realize this dynamic. Well, this is Dr. David DeRose back in our studios. Hopefully you've found some practical insights from those lessons from the life of Joseph. Again, we've tried to put some things in your hands that can help you regardless of what you're going through in life, but also to call attention that we'll be using things, insights from the life of Joseph as we go through the book, The Joseph Principles, as part of a program called Oasis in the Wilderness. If you're a man who has gone through some challenging relationship stresses or other stresses in your life recently, we want to invite you to join us May 8th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, for a live Zoom session where we are going to be working together, launching a 13-session program that will go throughout the summer of 2024. We would love to have you be a part. To sign up, simply go to timelesshealinginsights.org/oasis. That's OASIS. So whether or not you join us for Oasis in the Wilderness, beginning May 8th, 2024, I trust that you've learned some things in today's program that can help you better deal with the challenges that life throws at us. As always, I'm Dr. David DeRose wishing you the very best of health.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.